So the bill will also give police powers to search a property without a court warrant if they've got reliable proof that a stolen item is inside. And this is partly in response to the fact that you can track mobile phones.
Yeah.
So I could have my mobile phone stolen. I could say to the police, find my phone is telling me it's in that house, and now the police don't need a warrant to go and get that.
This is a truly terrible idea. I mean, look, the right not to have your house invaded by the state, which is what the police are, is as fundamental a part of our liberties as jury trials, as a presumption of innocence, and so on. And what this is saying is you're going to let the Metropolitan Police, who have got such a good reputation in the last year, make this decision. Now, the whole point about this is you go to a magistrate or a judge, and you can do it in the middle of the night. If you're a copper, you know, you've got the duty magistrate, you call him up, you say, look, we have got evidence on the mobile phone that the phone is in there. That's enough evidence to persuade him. So, you know, you still go through the process. It's still
Why are they seeking this power then?
I don't know. I mean, look, I mean, the police are forever asking for extra powers. Mostly they don't need them. You know, the laws are all there, they're just not using them properly. And they keep asking for this, and the Home Office gives in, I'm afraid. You know, I think this is King's speech, which is pretty much free of gimmicks, but I make an exception for this.
So we want a growth strategy, we want cheap energy, we want to control migration, but we do not want to abandon our ancient liberties. And here I was inspired by my right honourable friend, I wasn't going to mention this, who is standing at the bar of the House, when he talked about warrantless entry. If the police always got things right, we might think that was a good idea. But over the last few years, we have had any number of problems of police behaviour and of police leadership. Now, I say that cautiously, and I concentrate on leadership, because when you go round this palace, you speak to as fine a body of men and women as you could hope to meet who keep us safe every day. Whenever I meet constables in North East Somerset, again, I find exactly the same. Fine, brave people who look after us. But their leadership, we must acknowledge, has been pretty poor. And that seems to me not to be the time to give them a power that goes against one of our most ancient constitutional safeguards. Now, I know, Madam Deputy Speaker, there is a rule in this House that discourages tedious repetition. So I hope I can assume that the House was not paying sufficient attention in March 1763 to a comment made in this House by our old friend Pitt the Elder, because he said that the poorest man may in his cottage bid defiance to all the forces of the Crown. It may be frail, its roof may shake, the wind may blow through it, the storm may enter, the rain may enter, but the King of England cannot enter. All his force dares not cross the threshold of the ruined tenement. That is such an important liberty. It doesn't mean the police can't run in after you if you are caught in the act, but it means if they are to come through your door, they need evidence and a warrant. It is a foundation of our liberties. And I don't think a King's speech as a prelude to a manifesto is a place in which to water down our ancient liberties. Yeah.